I have questions, you know, about the whole auto insurance reform measure signed into law by the governor here a few days ago. The reasoning is, I don't know that there's going to be the kind of savings there that people were expecting. I mean, I talked to an insurance veteran, all right? He said the PIP coverage, it's not 50% of anybody's coverage. It's more like 30% or 40% at the most. So you take that and then you save, you know, 35% of 40%, and all of a sudden, you're talking about just a little bit of money. And I wonder if it's what people expect. My next guest is Chad Livengood from Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
So a lot of uncertainty about this, and I want to get to the uncertainty for hospitals as well, but I want to start with actual savings. Here's the part that I'm not clear on, and maybe you can help me. The $220 that you and I pay and everybody pays per vehicle for the Catastrophic Care Fund, is that gone now, or is that still part of the mix?
It's gone if you opt out of unlimited medical coverage. If you decide to go to one of these a la carte levels of $500,000, $250,000, if you completely opt out of PIP coverage and you choose to use your private health insurance, you know, it's interesting that...
But hold on, just so I'm clear about that. In order for that to go away, you have to opt out completely.
Yes. Yes,
so otherwise, I'm still paying the $220, and I'm gonna save what, $20 a month? I don't think this is gonna be the windfall for Michigan drivers that I think a lot of people expected. Am I right or wrong?
It's gonna depend on your situation. So the insurance industry as a whole, over 52% of the premiums they collected in 2014 was from personal injury protection. Now, it spreads out differently. If you live in Okemos or Oscoda or Detroit, you're going to pay different rates based on a whole host of factors. But if you are living in Detroit or Flint or Grand Rapids and you have PLPD and you're paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you're not paying for comp and collision. The majority of your premium is in PIP. And AAA of Michigan's base rates just last year, over 90% of the mandatory coverages was in personal injury protection. So I think you're going to see people that have older cars that don't require aren't worth covering with comp and collision. You're going to see some significant savings for those folks. Senior citizens who can opt out and use their Medicare, and you know, immediately, because it's pretty common when people retire and they go from like a coordinated health plan, that their auto insurance spikes $1,000 or more for the year,
right?
Because they no longer have that private health care to fall back on. Now they're going to be able to use their Medicare for that coverage.
All right, and so for hospitals and health care providers. Because I guess I'll have a better idea in 2020 when I get my new insurance bill before I can really have a full understanding of all of this. That'll be true for a lot of folks, Chad. But what about the hospitals, the healthcare providers? Seems to be some uncertainty there as well.
Yeah, well, they're going to face an upheaval because they have built an industry around having no limits on how much they charge. Now, it doesn't mean they always get paid what they want, and a lot of it ends up in litigation, which is baked into the cost of your insurance as well. But they're, for the first time, going to have a mandatory government-imposed fee schedule, very similar to Medicare, Medicaid, and workers' compensation. In fact, it's built off of the Medicare model. So most hospitals will get about 240% of what they are able to bill for Medicare. Some urban hospitals in Detroit, Detroit Medical Center, Hurley Medical Center in Flint, and some rural hospitals out state, they'll be able to bill at 250%, basically because they have a higher level of uncompensated care.
So just so I'm clear on this, Chad, so they'll be able to charge 2.5 times whatever Medicare's. If an aspirin costs $1, they can get $2.50.
That's correct. Yeah, and so I mean, interesting enough, I mean, I interviewed the chief operating officer of Beaumont Hospital. With Bates Hospitals in Metro Detroit, and she said they stand to lose tens of millions of dollars. Now, she didn't get a precise number yet, but Tom Shields, the Republican political consultant, kind of replied on Twitter yesterday, if Beaumont is losing tens of millions of dollars at 240% of Medicare, and they were ripping this off more than we actually knew with this system. And that's one of the chief concerns, is that these medical providers have been overbilling, overutilizing, and basically running up bills as much as possible on these no-fault car accident victims, because they know that there's no cost containment, and they can sometimes get away with charging as much as they want.
Well, there you go. I wish I had that kind of business arrangement that I could just charge.
It's a pretty unique system.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I guess there's some uncertainty there. We'll have to figure that out and how well that works, because, I already have insurance companies, whenever I get hurt, that call me and the insurance companies argue back and forth as to which one, owes the bill already. I think that'll be intensified.
Most certainly, especially since you're going to try to shift costs to your medical provider.
Exactly.
In many cases, yeah. There'll be some more and different types of and complex billing disputes. And then employers face additional costs. There's going to be a cost shift to them as their employees try to shed their unlimited medical benefits. Employers have basically enjoyed a savings for all these years for not having to cover auto accident injuries. One of the big ones, Quicken Loans, 17,000 employees in Detroit. Their lobbyists told me last week at the Mackinac Policy Conference that they intend to add auto injuries to their health care plan. Of course, their company and their founder, Dan Gilbert, advocated vigorously for passage of this law. So now they're going to have to themselves pay up for it a little bit.
Well, there you go. Chad, great explanation. As always, appreciate your time. Chad Livengood, senior reporter, Crane's Detroit Business. Of course, the uncertainty will be there until we finally get the bills in the mail and we see what they actually cover. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Chad Livengood, everybody. Quick break. And we'll be right back.